This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So obviously Thanksgiving is Thursday. EB, do you have any big, grand Black Friday plans? Are you going to scurry out with the masses and try to find a $200 90-inch TV on sale? Are you
going
to do that bit?
Other than excursions occasionally to like TJ Maxx and Marshalls to find silly deals on clothing.
Right.
I don't shop anymore, but online.
Right.
I'm strictly an online
shopper.
You're
an online guy?
No.
Okay.
I'm an online guy. Unless my wife sends me to like Costco to get something.
All right.
So I will check the TVs.
So you're not big on Black Friday, but are you aware of Brown Friday?
Uh-oh.
Do you know about Brown Friday?
Why are you laughing, Cakes?
It's just funny.
I've never heard of
story.
It.
I have a brown day every day.
Brown Friday is
toilet.
A thing in the plumbing community. It's a thing.
I bet it is.
The day after Thanksgiving, there's a big rush for plumbers.
A backup on your toilet?
Here's what happens. There's an increase in sewage, but there's strain on pipes everywhere and not just in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Other problems include kitchen pipes get clogged when people pour grease and turkey hurt things and cooking oil down the drain.
That's a no-no.
You can't do that.
You'd be a moron
You're supposed to pour it like into like a side container.
Yes.
And then you
like
let
an old Campbell's soup can.
Yeah, something like that. Then you let it cool down and then you let it congeal.
Right.
And then you throw it away. You don't put it down your pipes.
Right.
That's the best way to clog your pipes.
Right.
Kitchen disposals get overloaded when people try to put too many food scraps through, like potato peels.
Well, I mean, everybody should
bones.
Have a
bones.
I mean, with a disposal, you should make that a moot point.
You have a disposal, but like, if I'm clearing dishes, which God, I'm already trying to do that on Thanksgiving.
But don't you clear dishes every day though? Like, you help your wife clear
dishes? Yeah, but not for like 15 people.
Uh-huh.
So
it is a gross thing to do.
Here's
like
the thing.
When you have guests clear their dishes.
It is gross, but I do it because, again, like I talked about earlier in the show, I generally don't do a lot for Thanksgiving.
Makes you feel like you're contributing.
Something I can do.
Yeah.
But I don't just scrape turkey legs, bones, into the disposal.
No. You have to be a monster to do that.
I'm a semi-smart human, and I'll walk over to the trash can, and I'll scrape the plates clean.
If you put turkey bones in your disposal,
or even like
you're a monster.
Or even like sweet potato peels or whatever. It's just all that stuff goes in the trash.
Right.
Don't be a big lazy and put it all down the garbage disposal.
Right.
But the big one is the toilets.
Yes.
Increased stress on pipes due to large gatherings, including extra flushes, showers, dishwashing, and laundry.
And the shower's right after the flush.
Well, that's what Lurch does.
So all the plumbers are ready for Brown Friday, because it's coming.
Oh.
It's coming right after Thanksgiving.
I'm telling you, I've always heard that plumbers do pretty well, right? I mean, my understanding is, as far as, especially for like a blue-collar type job, like they do pretty well.
Sure, Len does well.
Len the plumber?
He's silly. I
think it's the worst job ever. I think I'd rather be like a proctologist.
I was Johnny Fix-It. Last week, I replaced the fill valve. I felt silly. I know that's minor.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that even a monkey
context
can do it.
On the toilet?
Yeah, like the toilet just kept running. The water just kept running and running and running. And then all I could envision was, well,
huge water bill.
I'm going to get the water bill. and I'm going to need a side job driving for like Amazon, slinging packages on people's porches.
My wife does all that, Shock.
I think I would rather be Cakes walking around the Borgata naked than to be over a relative's house or friend's house for Thanksgiving, then drop a big bomb after the Cowboys game. Then they got to call an emergency plumber or a plunger.
Well, the worst thing is to ask for a plunger.
They say that's hosting 101.
You have to put a plunger in there?
To save your guests the embarrassment of having to ask for one.
Now, is that always or just for Thanksgiving?
Well, especially.
How about this?
Because it looks so unsightly to have a plunger in your toilet. Okay, but then, I mean, that is... You want to talk about white trash.
How about you do this? How about you just...
They have different ones, though, that can blend into the bathroom.
Or a toilet bowl cleaner.
You know, like that little old brush. school one that's like the rubber
hold
red.
On. Can't you monsters just hold it until you get home? Like it's
sometimes the way it
fits. I mean,
if you're hanging watching all the games, you know.
Do you never do your business the Wartimers?
I try to avoid it.
That should be a second home to you.
I mean, have I done it? Yes, but I mean, I've been in that house for like 25 plus years. The amount of dumps that I've taken in that house is, I guarantee you, is less than a dump.
I might be batting 1,000 when I go to my in-laws. I drop a deuce upstairs every time I'm over.
Really?
Yeah. I go to the upstairs bathroom.
That is a lot.
Look, I show courtesy. I don't do it on the main floor.
Yeah.
Right. I go up to the upstairs.
Yeah.
I go upstairs and I just get on my phone and I just...
Is their house the same as your house?
Very similar.
Yeah, so the bathroom's right there by the staircase.
Yep, I go up there. Yeah, but I disrespect their bathroom. Right up the staircase. But, I mean, it's respectful. I don't use the main one.
Right.
And the main one
downstairs is like a powder room.
The main one downstairs has like a bidet, actually, too.
Oh, that's
what I should be using.
I don't want to do that. I go upstairs.
Right.
No bidet. And I'm probably batting like 890. Like... 89% of the time.
That is quite a clip.
A movement will hit me.
Cakes,
you're comfortable there. You've been going there since high school.
My bowels feel very comfortable.
prime Thanksgiving deucing time is when you have your dessert and you take that sip of coffee with your dessert. And then the meal just moves through you.
Yeah.
I don't do afternoon coffees.
After a huge Thanksgiving meal with dessert?
Coffee with a slice of pumpkin pie with the biggest dollop of whipped cream ever on top.
Yeah, then you go dollop in the bathroom.
Yeah. Maybe I should try that. I don't really do that unless I make like an Irish coffee or something. I'm not really...
Of course, they drown it in whiskey.
I'm not really an afternoon coffee guy.
I'm an any time of day coffee guy.
Is that bidet silly?
To be honest with you... I'm kind of scared of it. I don't really know how to operate.
I'll be honest. When I went to the Aria a few years ago, in a super pimped out suite, I was intimidated by the bidet.
It's kind of intimidating.
It's a very sensitive area. It's just weird. Like I'm not used to it.
I bet it would feel silly.
I'm sure it would.
But is it hot or cold water? I don't want cold water.
I think you can choose.
I actually don't know. The one that my father-in-law has, he actually gave me one. He actually gave me one. I haven't put it on my toilet yet.
It's like a clip-on bidet.
Sounds
knobs.
Well, I mean, it's cheap. It's a seat.
That's a bidet light.
Yeah, it's a cheap thing.
Okay,
but you put the seat on, and it comes with its own little.
Remember
bidet.
Your obsession with Jeff Bidet?
Yeah,
I remember those days.
What about him?
I think he signed with the practice squad recently.
I'm not sure I've ever used a bidet. Maybe once or twice in my lifetime. Because I don't really know how to. I don't really know. Like they got the tube. I don't really know how to work
it. Well, let me just say, we should be using them because the way we clean up is primitive.
Well,
it's a primitive way to take care of yourself.
Our wipes, though, because wipes.
I agree with that.
Wipes. You always have to have wipes.
Yeah.
Handy.
Toilet paper is barbaric.
Toilet paper is barbaric.
That is what I use, though.
Yeah.
Always.
You should have wipes nearby.
We should. In 2021, we should be doing better.
Here's
the
perfect
cleanup
cleansing
area.
If you don't have a bidet. You hit the wipes a few times to moisten the area and get the large goops. And then you go in with the dry toilet paper.
That's your cleanser.
That's a perfect cleansing technique.
So if you're setting up the bathroom for Thanksgiving, make sure you have the wipes handy.
You should have wipes.
Yeah.
Your first few rounds are with the wipes, and then you clean up. With the
got to make sure those are flushable facilities too.
Yeah, and by the way, there's nothing more embarrassing than having like the bathroom that you use, I guess, post Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sure.
be where all the foot traffic is.
Oh, yeah, like a hub?
Yeah, like a hub. Yeah. Right next to the hallway or right next to the front door.
Right.
Because you're not allowed to go upstairs because the rooms might be messy.
Right.
So that's hard to do.
I will say this.
After a big Thanksgiving
Never use a bidet, and I don't use my jacuzzi tub nearly like I used to since I've gotten a hot tub. I use a hot tub more. I just jump in the shower. But when I'm in the jacuzzi tub, I will cozy up to one of the jets.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi.
I will cozy up to the jets.
Oh, you will?
Oh, yeah, like a chicken.
You cozy up to the Elijah Moores?
And I just figured that's got to be doing some good cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So
you don't know who Elijah Moore is. He's the silliest sending wideout for the Jets. He's kind of silly.
No, I think I do know.
You know who Elijah Moore is?
Did he come from Ole Miss?
Yeah, he played with DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think you played with him. I could be wrong.
Do plumbers also so they work on Friday? Basically,
sounds like it.
It sounds like they never have off.
They've got to be ready.
All hands on deck.
It's a terrible job, though. I mean, the worst. I mean, that's just a terrible job. One of their most popular responsibilities is snaking toilets. That's really one.
Yeah,
of
but they're probably used to it. Yeah. I mean, they're used to the duty.
Okay, there's only so much used to it.
I don't think we've hyped up the fact enough that I repaired my own toilet without the assistance of a plumber.
Yeah, but
installing a fill valve is something a toddler can do. I know it's very low bar.
I mean, it's one YouTube video away.
True. That's what I definitely went to YouTube. But in this room,
you want a pat on the back?
I'm a master plumber, basically, amongst all you donks.
No.
Master plumber over here.
Not for Valdez and I. We can do that.
Yeah,
I've done that.
I've
got it, kind of scoffing at it.
My wife always does that. But I did something manly. My chainsaw, the chain came off.
Okay.
I had to unscrew it.
Right.
Take the plate off, put the chain back on, screw it back. That's manly.
That might be the world's least used chainsaw.
Oh, no, I actually use it a lot.
You do?
Yeah, because I...
The fire king needs to cut his wood.
I go scour the neighborhood for wood.
Neighbor's like, hey, that old guy's taking sticks out of her yard again.
This psycho woman in my neighborhood, I go around sometimes when I'm low on wood. And
foraging?
I scavenger all the wood or whatever, you know what I mean?
Do you just hold them in your arms or you have like a bag that you stick in?
I put them near my truck or my van or my X3 or whatever. I pop up the thing and I just throw it on the leather seats.
Anything more nubs than driving around your BMW with wood. Foraged sticks?
Well, what I do is, but I get the big, like the trees that fall down. And I'll chop them into pieces so that I could throw it in the car.
Okay.
All right. I was parked 1 inch on the grass, and this lady drove by and she scolded me for having my wheels literally an inch and a half.
What's wrong with it being on the grass?
She said, "We don't. Can you please move your car? We don't park on the grass here." And it was like a main road. It's called Kensington Parkway. It's like a main kind of road that you drive through.
Was the grass her yard or was it like public property?
It's like public property. And by the way, it was nubby and like half gravelly. Right. Believe me, I did it as a favor so that people could go around me a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like a narrow road.
You didn't drop a mind your business on her.
No, believe me, I wanted to. But the best I could come up with, the best passive aggressive thing I could say is, sure, give me a few minutes. Because I was in the middle I was changing my freaking chain. I was in the middle of fixing my chain.
Gathering wood. That, by the way, Squeaker's Court. I mean, he could have cords of wood delivered to his home, and he's out scavenging the neighborhood.
It is cheap
for sticks and wood.
I get a half cord of wood. I'll go through that in a couple months, but there's something you feel kind of accomplished gathering your own wood,
right?
And then starting your own fire and just burning your own wood. There's something primordial or whatever.
Yeah,
there is something about
it. I get my wood from Harris Teeter or Giant. Those plastic wraps.
Yeah, those things are $10 for like three
it's expensive,
slivers of wood.
I'm not going to humiliate myself and scavenge the neighborhood for wood.
Let's go to Jason in Ashburn. Jason, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, the whole bidet thing, I think somebody's living the same life as I am. I son was getting married last June, and in-laws were coming out from California, and all of a sudden I get this bidet seat sent to my house through Amazon.
Bidet seat.
I asked my wife, I said, what is this? She goes, oh, well, Papa's sending it out because he has a hard time, you know, using toilet paper. And so they get there like 2 days later.
Awesome.
I'm up to like 11 o'clock at night installing this thing on my seat. And I was really frustrated because there's a little bit of plumbing involved.
And, right.
You know, like you guys, I'm not the most handy guy in the world.
Right.
So I was frustrated, but let me tell you something. It's money. Got to try it.
How do you use
it? Game changer.
Like, is it very self-explanatory if you're a novice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You just, once you get it hooked up, you just have to hook like the flexible pipe onto your main line coming out underneath your toilet.
Yeah, but is there something that says just, like on or off? Like, how would you?
Yeah, yeah. It's intimidating.
It's funny
because there's a little lever on the side.
Yeah.
And forward is for the women, if you know what I mean. And backwards is for the man or for the woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's got two settings.
Oh, I didn't.
One.
I'm telling you. And dude, when you accidentally do it, complicated.
Yeah. Well, don't ever try to when it because it's always on. So if you flip the handle. Like my daughter did, she was standing in front of the toilet and pushed it and put it on. She was showing her boyfriend how it worked. Like they were just like, and it squirted her right in the face. It was pretty good.
So gross. So gross.
So give it a shot. Give it a shot. It's money.
All right. Thank you, like Jason. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, fellas. See you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, we're going to pivot away from toilet and bidet talk, and we'll talk some NFL blitz. We'll take you around the league as we head into the Thanksgiving games. There's three of them on tap. Roughly 300,000 people in the D.C. area work for the federal government. Those agencies have shifted many of their staff to remote work status with a complete range of contract vehicles and proven remote work solutions from Impress and Dell Technologies. Your agency can minimize risk, maximize IT efficiency, and help employees be more productive. Not sure which solution is right for you? Let's start a conversation on how Impress can help. Learn more at ImpressTechnology.com. That's I-M-P-R-E-S. Technology.com, an SBA certified HubZone company, and Dell Federal Partner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.